Yeah, so I tried to go back to New York. I know you believe I have severe borderline personality disorder, and every problem in me and Steve's relationship is my fault. I personally feel that it's a two-way street. The situation living with Steve has not been great. We've lived in 6 different places since the baby is born. The majority of me being here, I've appeased him. I haven't been emotional. I've let him go out. I've let him do things. If you don't know the full story, I know that you said I needed inpatient hospitalization. I have a 4-month-old daughter. I do not want to be separated from her. I don't think it's fair because my relationship with Steve is chaotic, and he makes me emotional that I have to be separated from my daughter. So I don't know what you're talking to him about. But a higher level of care could be outpatient treatment, it could be therapy. You haven't even offered, you don't even do bilateral behavioral therapy, which is the one thing that's proven to help with it. So I do not feel, I have been emotional and upset with Steve the past few days. He's telling me he's breaking up with me now. I feel like that's really unfair. But I do not believe that I have overall been unfit or do not qualify to be a mother. And that's what Steve is telling me. And Steve, you didn't tell me on the phone when we spoke the other day that I needed to go to inpatient care. Seems like Steve came to that decision on his own.
Might even be the owner of the company you work for.
Hello?
I wouldn't care. I would.
No, I'm just saying.
But I feel safe for me. I have a family and a daughter to go
home
to.
I'm just saying you just don't know who, you know? And I mean, it's like...
Steve has really given me a lot of options in staying here, and I don't want to stay here where I have no friends or family and be broken up with him. So I would prefer to go back to my home in New York. What? I tried to go to the airport. Steve said he got a legal injunction. His security guy is in the Uber with me, harassing me, telling me that they're going to arrest me for poisoning Steve. Steve has security people around all the time. They never leave. They're always watching me. It's, in my opinion, harassment. It makes me really uncomfortable. I just feel with you that if you've been quick to judge the situation and put all of the blame on me, and Steve is a very smart, very convincing guy. So you've really chosen to just believe everything that Steve has said, and because I've been emotional with you, you don't believe anything that I've said. I do not lie to you. I tell you the truth. Steve treated me horribly when I was pregnant. I was calm with him. I was not emotional. I did everything in my power to get him not go out at night, not date other girls. And I think I honestly have trauma from it now. And it's really impossible to forgive him for what happened. And I get anxious when he leaves. I don't know that I really even have your borderline personality disorder because of what's happening.
Yeah, I know. Now that I see that, that black car is following me.
Yeah.
I feel unsafe. I don't feel safe regardless of you guys' situation.
That's our driver.
Yeah, I know.
That was who was supposed to drive her to the airport today, but then she decided last minute to jump on Uber. Well, that's not safe for the baby. Not that you're not safe, but I mean, last minute just leave without saying goodbye to the father or anything like that. And so he just said, hey, just make sure she gets on the plane safely.
Yeah, I hear that.
And
it's just with someone following my car, I just feel scared and I feel uncomfortable. I'm trying to look out for my best interest.
It's basically my ride when we get to the airport.
Really,
I'm going to get in and leave.
I'm not worried about where she wants to go.
Feel free to call the police.
I can't when I'm
about me that
I'm not stable. I have to be stable.
I go to outpatient.
Would you like me to call them for you?
Treatment. He wants you to live.
I can. I'll call the police for you if you want.
Nope. I think I'm grown enough and wise enough to make decisions I feel is best for myself.
Okay.
Oh, that car is still.
But he's very. He's because he's very manipulative to me. He's told me that
again,
I can't survive without him. I'm financially dependent on him now. It's a really fucked up dynamic. I just gotta remember there's two sides to the story.
I don't care about any side.
When I first came in, I love him for some reason. I wanted to stay with him, and I wanted to give the relationship more of a shot. He's only 4 months old. I wanted to give it a real shot of us being together, but he said the only way that we can be together is if I went to inpatient care, which I don't feel ready to do. I don't feel ready to leave my daughter. I haven't, I went on a trip to Hawaii with him for 5 days. I was hysterical, heartbroken to be separated from her. I didn't want to go. I was pressured into going, and that was, like, the first month I got here, like, 3 months ago, or 2.5 months ago. I have to go back to the apartment. People are threatening me.
Poor guy, Africa, you're from.
I feel like my mental health is increasingly starting to deteriorate.
Where?
In Ghana.
My wife went on two mission trips to Uganda 2 years in a row from our church.
I just got this diagnosis with you. I was just trying to figure it out. I didn't want him to just break up with me. And
she wants to go back again. She loved it.
Living with him.
The people were amazing.
You're gonna have to go live
somewhere else. She went for the kids. They brought the kids.